Hallelujah. And also, we want to welcome you all. And thank you for choosing to come tonight. I know you can be somewhere else, but you choose to come and hear from the Lord. Don't look at the person, but look at the Lord. I do my part. You do your part. Amen. All right, well, the ushers are in the aisles as well. We're ready to lend you a Bible so that you can follow along. And also, it's going to be up there. Pastor, thank you so much for allowing me. I'm looking right at the camera. She's there. And thank you so much for letting me know to present the Word of God tonight. I believe that God's going to speak some things in our heart. Amen. Do you believe that or no? I believe it. You know, long, long time ago, when I say long, long time ago, it's not like 4 or 5 years ago. But more than that, the Lord speak to our leaders. And this is what he said to our leaders. Create a platform for me to move by my spirit. He said, create a platform for me to move by my spirit. And those days where we're calling it worship and the word, where we open to the public to come and we worship together and pray together and exalt the Lord together. And then also the preaching of the word of God. And a part of my job those days is to stand at the gate and wave at the people. Brother Darling said, you wave and laugh and smile at the people. And I tell you, there's a lot of different expression you see in their face when they drive through and they walk by. Amen. Some couples are fighting in the car. And here we are waving at them. And all of a sudden, they're forced to wave back. And praise God, maybe the wife said, while you're waving, you're just arguing there. I said, well, he's a nice guy, he's waving at us. How many know it's good to wave at them? Hallelujah. But, you know, standing there and, you know, saying to myself, I wish that they know what's been served in this place every Friday night. Because we know that we set up this in obedience to the Lord's command. And he's been speaking and speaking a lot of restoration, a lot of healings. And there's a woman that we remember, she came. I was in the service that night. She came and come up for prayer and said, I want a baby. And Pastor Akui laid hand on her and she became pregnant. And she named her daughter Miracle. Boy, how many know that's a miracle happened that night? They try, but when they bring their case to the Lord, so to speak, he answered. Hallelujah. And he is still doing today. I remember when I was a student here, one of the instructors that came from USA, and he told a story how he just finished from Rhema. Are you okay if I share some stories like that? He just finished Rhema, and then the Lord put in his heart to start a church. And he said that he obeyed and started the church, and it's starting to get harder and harder. And he said that he started asking the Lord and praying for directions. How many know that's a good decision? When you don't know what to do, ask the Lord. How? The Holy Ghost is right in you. You look down there, Lord, how shall I do this? Amen. And he said he asked the Lord. And then one time he was sitting up on his in house and looking down at the street. And all of a sudden, he saw, those beggar digging into the rubbish bin. And he looked and looked, and then all of a sudden, the Lord speaks to his heart. And he said, do you know that hungry people know where to find food? Yeah, that's what he said. And then after that, the Lord said, this is what you need to do. Only prepare a good meal. They know where to go to. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a spiritual meal. Hallelujah. The world are hurting today, my friends. The whole world's hurting with all this pandemic and all these diseases and fighting and warring against other people, even our shores. Hurting people needs help. Hallelujah. I said hurting people needs help. They are hurting physically. They are hurting spiritually. And they need help. Hallelujah. They need help for their problems and don't know where to turn to. Place like this is a place for them. I said one more time, place like this is the right place for them to find help. The alcoholic, the drugs addict, I remember one time some of the testimonies from the brothers, you know, the brothers said they think that they are females. You know what I'm talking about? They said this is the only place where we are welcome. Why? Brother Dunning and Pastor Aku, he said, treat everyone like a king. Open our hands and let them feel like they meet God every time they come in that gate. Amen. The drug addict and those lawbreakers, the outcast, even the ladies of the night, so to speak. How many know we got something that they need? I'm talking about Christians. We got something that they are lacking and they are missing. Hallelujah. Let's bring them under the anointing of the word, under the anointing of the Lord, the anointing that breaks the yoke, the anointing that makes them to think right. Hallelujah. And repent. The problem with us today, we look at the outward appearance and we stop them from coming in our services. Let's open our doors to them. God wants to reach to those guys, and that's the reason why we have churches. Hallelujah. Well, we're continuing with our series. Of course, by the directions of the Lord through our leaders, he said, God wants to move through you. God wants to move through you and you and you. I'm looking at the you and you. God wants to move through you. And the scriptures is found in John 14, verse 12. It's going to be up there. But it's Jesus talking there. He's addressing his disciple. And he come to verse 12. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. He said, the work that I do shall he do also, or she. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. For God to do something on this earth, he needs a person to move through. I said he needs a person to move through. See, the Bible says that God is the Spirit, is a spirit. God is a spirit, and in order for God, who is a spirit, to operate and interact with humans, how many know he needs a human flesh? He needs a human body, right? See, that's why God the Son, when he came to this world, he took up a human form. He took up a body. As we see in Galatians 4:4, it says that when the time was right, God the Father sent forth his Son, born of a woman. Pay attention on that, because that means a lot. And for us, we need to understand that when Jesus came, the Bible says he was born of a woman, just like you and I. Amen. Born of a woman, born under the law. Jesus was God himself incarnated. Say it one more time. Jesus was God himself incarnated. Like we said last time, that when Jesus came, he was God wrapped in human flesh, so to speak. When they touch Jesus, they touch God. Amen? When Jesus speaks, that was God speaking. Do you know that our God is a triune God? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is one expressed in three persona. You know that God is not the Father. I mean, the Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Spirit, right? But the Father is God. The Son is God, and the Spirit is God. Amen. Like the illustration we keep before, water. Water, how many know the scientific symbol for water is what? H2O. But water is not ice, right? Water is not vapor. Ice is not vapor. But they carry the same scientific form. The same as our God. Hallelujah. We need to understand that, because that's make our God so different from the so-called God that a lot of people are following. He is a triune God. One God expressed in different forms. And for the first time when Jesus came from Adam to John the Baptist, that a human was able to meet the standard where God always wanted man to be, when he created him and her. What standard? Someone who constantly yields to the Father. Someone who has an unbroken communication with the Father every day. Amen. Do you know what's so normal for Jesus to hear the Lord speaks to him? Hallelujah. It should be normal with us as well. Amen. So when Jesus walked the earth, now God has found someone that he can work through so that that person, Jesus, of course, will train another race of human beings where they can come to the standard where he always wants. What standard? Again, like we said, someone who always have an unbroken communication with God the Father. Someone who always what? Always hear him and obey. Amen. Man, that's us. Say, that's me. Yeah, that is the truth. He's talking about us. It is our obedience to him that brings miracles and positive results in our situation. It is our obedience to him that brings those miracles, those answers that you always wanted. Just like our leader always said, there's a lot of battles that we are losing, but we should have won. Amen. He said there's a lot of battles that we should have won, but sad to say we are losing. Why? Because of not knowing this truth. What truth? That we can rule, we can act, and we can reign like Jesus here on this earth. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus destroyed the devil's work while he was still on this earth before the cross? He destroyed the works of the devil, not the devil. The works of the devil. Hallelujah. And he destroyed before he went to the cross. Exactly the same as we are today. Was he born of a woman? Huh? And the Bible said he was anointed by the Holy Ghost. Have you born of a woman? Huh? Amen. Are you anointed in the Holy Ghost now? Amen. So we can what? We can rule and reign over the works of the devil like Jesus, our big brother, so to speak. I'm talking about today. At your home, in your home life, you rule. Amen. Jesus came and brought us up to the level where God always wants his man to be. Hallelujah. Many times, like we said before, we said, oh, that's Jesus, the Son of God. He wasn't operated as the Son of God. He operated as a man like you and me. He came and he brought us up to that level where he's operating at. Hallelujah. That is the standard where Adam, the first man ever created, is supposed to be. The standard is what? To be like Jesus. The standard is what? To be like him. Amen. He said, he or she who believes on me, believing on Christ gives us access to the Father who does the work. I said, believing in Christ gives us the access to the Father who does the work. He said, he or she who believes in me. Your believing is so vital in your relationship with the Lord and seeing miracles and seeing answers, spiritual solution for spiritual problem you're going through. Your believing is so strong and so needed. Like I said, you believing in God, that caused God to move. He also said, continued to say, he said, greater works than this shall he or she do because I go unto my Father. Like we said last time, Jesus said, it's beneficial for me to go when he addressed his disciples. They were sorrowful. Why? Because he started saying he's going to leave and he's going to go back to heaven. And the disciples were sorrowful. And then he said, it is good for me to go. Come on, guys. Amen. Of course, they are human like us. They've been eating together and walking together and see miracles. And he whipped the enemy, so to speak. And now he said, you're going. They start looking at each other and say, Afukaku. How many know? He knows these are the two things. If Jesus don't go back, these are the two things that we're miss, is going to be missing. First, like we said last time, he will confine in a human body, and he will be confined in Jerusalem. And how many know, as long as you have the flesh, you can't be in two places at the same time. All right? See, now, that's why he said, I need to go. And the second thing is, if he didn't go, the Holy Ghost will not be given. The Holy Ghost. You know we need the Holy Ghost to do the work of the Lord. In ourselves, we can't do it with our own strength. We need the Holy Ghost. And he said to his disciple, wait in Jerusalem. Don't leave Jerusalem until what? You are anointed and empowered with the power from on high. That's when the Lord came through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they were empowered, and the Bible said they started to go out and proclaim, and miracles and signs the one that accompany their mission, so to speak. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost. And if he didn't go, we won't have it. Amen. God through believers or men will continue the work from generations to generations. And this is our generation. This is our time. Amen. Are there any believers in the room? Yes. The job has been given unto us to carry on to the uttermost part of the earth. It's given unto us. This is our time. For such a time like this, we were born to this world. For such a time like this, you were born in that family. Hallelujah. To minister to your family. Minister to the uttermost part of the earth. That's why we named that boat the uttermost witness. We are called witness to the uttermost, and we are living at the uttermost part of the earth. Oh, thank God that we have something to do that is so valuable in our lives here on this earth. Not only on this earth you will be blessed, but in eternity, where you will stand before God with a smile and is ready to answer him. And when he said, did you do what I call you to do? He said, yes, sir. And then you start telling your story. I was so young, I wanted to know you more. And then I wanted to do my own, but I heard someone say it, and then I obey you. And then I go over to Rhema, and then I, and with a smile, go, yeah, I've done everything. And then the Lord Jesus said, okay, well, welcome in the joy of the Lord, you thou faithful servant. Amen. Do you know that's the only question when you come and meet the Lord after your life here on this earth? The only question now is to pay me money, because I'm telling you what Jesus is going to ask you. Amen. He will ask you, did you do what I have called you to do? You should never say, well, I never know I'm called. That's why you need to get busy asking the Lord, what I want to do. Didn't he say in Jeremiah 29:11, for I have a plan for you? He is not sitting in heaven trying to fabricate a plan for you to follow. Before you came to this world, he said, I have a plan. It's your job to find. Amen. Amen. Your job to find it, because your name is not in the Bible. Hallelujah. Is your name in the Bible? Maybe some of those here are named after the disciples. But that's why you need the Word and the Holy Ghost. He will show you. Hallelujah. All right. Well, our message, the title for our message tonight is Jesus Regained What Man Lost. Jesus regained what man lost. You know, when man disobeyed God, he lost something that was rightly his. Something that belongs to him, but he let it go. And from then on, the devil started to work overtime in the whole human race to believe a lie about who they are. I said, the devil is working overtime, deceiving the believers, deceiving us to believe something that does not belong to us, to believe something that we are not. Hallelujah. So many believe those lies. And even up to this generation, teachings and books have been written telling the world and belittling man from where they're supposed to be, dragging man so low. Hallelujah. Causing man to question their existence and whether a God, I mean, and whether God loves them or not, whether God thinks of them or not. Hallelujah. And it's blinded man from seeing who they really are. It blinded man from truly looking into who they are as God look at them. And man get confused, fall, and become hopeless in life. We really need to see ourselves the way God sees us. Say it one more time. We really need to see ourselves the way God sees us. If we don't, we will never believe that God wants to use you. Hallelujah. Of course, so many times people calling people names, even our parents identifying their kids through the things they do. I have a friend that is nicknamed, but we call them Siulo. Siulo because, you know the name you call. People might hurt them inside. Amen. Especially in Samoa, there are people that call other guys Stila. Why are you calling him Stila? Well, he's the king of stealing, so he can steal anything without anybody's knowing. Hallelujah. I have a friend, I told Tavita, one of the men in our village, their nickname, the families, you know, their kids grow up and they're, you know, the ngao. What's the English word for ngao? And we call them Iteni or Fangao Iteni. Those are the kids of Iteni. And where's Iteni come from? One day they were doing things. You know how he said, let's try another idea? And instead of saying idea, he said Iteni. And then their kids grow up, Maro Iteni, Maro Iteni. Maro Iteni, Maro Iteni. Amen. It hurts them inside. Even parents calling their kids names. It's not good. Even Jesus, when he walked and the man possessed by demons, he come and said, oh, Jesus, we know you are the Son of God. Are you coming to cast us out before the time? Maybe not nicer than that, like that. Because they are not nice. The guys are not nice. Maybe there's something like this. Jesus, you know you are the Son of God. Huh? Are you coming to cast us out? Huh? Because they are evil. And Jesus said, shh, sip it. How can you allow a devil to identify who you are? Amen. Don't allow the unbeliever call your name or call who your identity. Get your identity from what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Say, I am what God said I am. Say like you mean it. I am what God said I am. I am what God said I can be. I can do what God said I can do. I can have what God said I can have. If God says it, I believe it, and that settles it. That sounds better. Amen. So from tonight on, don't call people names. And if people call you something that you, stop it, okay? Tell them stop it. No, you stop it and tell them, no, I'm not that person anymore. Hallelujah. I'm what the Bible said I'm what God said I am. Hallelujah. Now let's go and see what God said about us men. Like I said, the devil is working and trying to be little man and writing and all those. How many know it's always good to go in the scriptures? Right? Psalms 8. Go to Psalms 8. Go and see what God said about us. Verse 1, it said, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Read one more time. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. The Spirit of the Lord is causing the psalmist to extol the Lord of hosts and of his creation. How many know we all understand and learn from the scripture that God created everything? Which God? God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Do you believe that? The Bible said that he spoke and it began. He said, let there be light, and there was what? Darkness? Light. Dark fade away, straight away. No fighting and see who's going to win. Just like you turn the lights on. When you turn the lights on, do you ever see darkness and light fight who's going to leave and who's going to stay? The moment you flick the switch, light comes and darkness. He spoke and then he said, let there be light and there was light. There was dry land. Let there be sea and there was the sea. Animal kingdom and all the creation in the ocean. Then the Bible says he makes man. We're looking at what God says about us. All right? And he created man. Don't ever believe those that said man is insignificant. I said one more time, don't believe those that said man is insignificant. See, the devil is always the one behind those that try and belittle men. Devil is always manipulated by the devil. See, these people that devalue man and say things like, oh, man is just the flesh. And when they die, their flesh go back to the dirt, to go back to turn into a fertilizer or something. No. They said we are just a little advantage from animals. That is not true. I said that is not true. That is not true according to what the Bible says. The Bible says that God created earth and then he created man. And then he gave man the dominion over all the works of his hands. There is no comparison of us and any animal. There is no comparison of us and an ape. Hallelujah. I said there is no comparison of us and any animal. We need to be careful with things like that. Hallelujah. Animals are different from humans. God created the world, even animal, and he gave the right to man. So you will rule over animals. Don't ever allow animals above human beings. You know that's how the world turned today? Some people, when they sign their will it on their dogs and their animals. How about their children and their... Amen. How many know now in this world you kill someone else's dog, you end up in prison? And you kill a newborn baby, you okay? See how they twist things. Don't ever follow those. Even though we have a similarity in what our bodies are made of, but we are not just a body. Humans are not just a body. Amen. Our body is just a house where we're living in. Like a club, you put your hand in the club. Our body is like that club. What's in the body is the spirit. That's the real you. You are a spirit created after our Father who is a spirit. You're not just a human flesh. Hallelujah. He created everything and then he created man. Not only to have dominion but to rule over all. That was God's ultimate plans for you and I. And that is to rule in our lives, so to speak. You can rule in a home, not rule over other people's. Amen. Your authority is for your surrounding. If you are parents, yes, your authority you can use over your children, not over other people's. Amen. Only when you are placed in a position where you can exercise authority. And please understand, in this life we're living, that's how the system is set. Even in the ministry of Jesus, there are authorities assigned. But that's the other subject. Amen. But we are created to rule in this life. to rule in this life and the one to come, not just this life. Amen. That's why we are here, to practice how we rule, so to speak. Amen. Because when we get into heaven, and then we'll be given some things to rule over, the Bible says. Cities. Hallelujah. Kingdoms. We'll talk more about those. We've been given the authority and the power to win our battles here on this earth, okay? We've been given authority and power so that we can win our battles here on this earth. Let's continue reading. Verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, the psalmist continue talking and declaring. He said, when I look and consider the heavens. Have you ever, one thing I like to do at home, at night I will come and lie on a trampoline and stargazing. Not really into those things, stargazing. Because when you're really into those ones, you're wrong as well. Amen. It's just enjoy looking at the stars and all the galaxy and the wonders of his creation. Amen. Try that one night. You see the moon and the star. And the psalmist said, when I consider all those, how God created the galaxy, the mountains and the oceans, all the different oceans and all those. He said, when I consider all those, verse 4, he said, what is man? All this thing you created, Lord, huge and old, shine, the splendor, all this. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? He said, what is man that thou so mindful of him? God is thinking of you 24/7, 365 days. Hallelujah. He's been thinking of you. That's who you are according to God. He's been thinking of you. He said he's mindful of you. God didn't just create us and wind us like a clock. You know those clocks you wind and let it go? He didn't do it like us like that. He didn't just wind us and leave us to spin on our own. Amen. Well, that's other theories and they call their God that way. The clock make a theory. No, God created us like him. Amen. He's been thinking of you and I every day. In Isaiah 49 verse 15, can a woman forget her suckling child? Can she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yeah, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. That's us. He said, yet will I not forget thee. God said a mother may have forgotten to nurse her child or her baby. Hallelujah. Let's say that a young mother just gave birth to a son or a baby, and of course at the hospital, and then maybe time for them to leave the hospital and go, maybe backing up and bring the thing short, driving home, and bringing everything, and when they get home, all of a sudden, maybe the wife says, honey, where's the baby? Did you bring the baby from the hospital? How many know that might never happen? But God said it can happen. In our mind, how can a mother forget? Just like he said. You just gave birth to a baby and you arrived home and you left the baby at the hospital. See, you're laughing, but you see, catch this. That's how God looked at us. He never forget us. Hallelujah. Our God said that he never leave you or forsake you. Many Christians, when they come across some of the things, the heart, you know, we're going through pressure in this life, right? And out of nothing to say, maybe they just, Lord, why do you forsake me? Why do you leave me? Why? You know when you say stuff like that, you make God to be a liar? because of things like this. He never forgets you. The only person that's qualified to say those words, "Why have you forsaken me?" is who? Jesus. Why? He was forsaken. For who? So who won't be forsaken? So stop all those silly. He never leaves. He never leaves you or forsake you. You've been engraved in his hand, so to speak. He said that you are the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. Even your hairs are all counted. Amen. You know, you bring a professor and say, "How many hairs on my head?" He can't. He can't. And the most smart person in this world, you place it here and card here. You ask a question. "Can you count, Mr. Professor, what's your name?" Maybe Einstein, right? Maybe Einstein is the most. "Einstein, how many hairs on my head?" And I mean, Einstein goes, "Sorry, I don't know." "Jehovah, how many hairs on my head?" "That 50,565 plus 40 that fall this morning when you comb your hair." Hallelujah. Well, you're laughing. You cannot come. God counts our hairs. "Mr. Professor, how many sand and the beach in Nevada?" "Sorry, I don't know." "Jehovah, how many sands and the beach in Nevada?" He knows. Millions and millions. Amen. That's your God, my friend. He knows you. Amen. Why would he keep on something like that? That shows how valuable we are to him. Amen. If you ever tempted that God is not thinking of you, remember, he counts all your hairs. And you, "Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sorry, sorry, sorry." Amen. Do your own. Hallelujah. His eyes is always upon us. He knows our every heartbeat. Amen. Do you know that we are the reason we have a planet? There's a planet. Do you know we are the reason there is a creation? Didn't we read the Bible? He said he created everything, and then after he created man. The creation is for who? For us. We have a planet. We've been given a planet, my friend. Hallelujah. We are the reason why there's the sun and the moon and all the fullness there are. It's for us. Verse 5. "For thou hast made him a little." What's him referred to? Man. "For thou hast made man a little lower than the angels." Other translation, Elohim, is a little bit lower than him. "And hath crowned him with glory and honor." Verse 6. "Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." Talking about man. See how valuable we are to him. That's you, according to God. Now, who are you to come and say, "I'm just like an animal"? No. Hallelujah. Let's confess this. We are made to have dominion over all things. And God has put all things under our feet. Say it one more time. We are made to have dominion over all things. And God has put all things under our feet. Let's say it one more time. Do you know the devil hates those? He hates those confessions. Because he believes otherwise. Let's say one more time. We are made to have dominion over all things. And God has put all things under our feet. For many, many years, the devil has been lying to Christians that there is no way where we can have victory on this earth. I said for many, many years. And deceiving and defeating so many. Hallelujah. With all these lies. Do you know that God didn't create you to beg for food? Hallelujah. He didn't create you to be sick in your body all days of your life. He didn't create you to be poor or to be confused, not knowing what to do, not knowing anything right. He didn't create us like that. He gave us wisdom. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. And for our sake, he became poor. Hallelujah. He made us to know what to do, know how to win, know how to rule, and have victory in this life. Amen. Not just sit around, scratch your head, not knowing what to do. That's why every morning when you wake up in the morning, you said, I know what to do today because I have the mind of Christ. He teach me how to fight. He teach me how to serve. He gave me grace to move on this earth and to be the person that he created me to be. Hallelujah. Psalms 115. Let's go to Psalm 115. Verse 12, we said, the Lord has remembered, not forgetting us. Are you reading scriptures? Huh? That's God speaking to you. He said, the Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. Underline those blessed words. He blessed us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Verse 13, he will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. Hallelujah. He's blessing. We are in for blessings. Verse 14, may the Lord give you increase, not decrease. Say, I'm blessed. That's who you are, the Bible says. You're not the curse. But how about what so-and-so said? Who's so-and-so? Did he write the scriptures? Hallelujah. There are people that they don't want to serve God. Why? Because someone had preached to them, you're still under a curse. He became a curse. The Bible says, curse is the man who hangs on the tree. Did our Lord hang on the tree? The Bible says he became a curse. He became sin. He was made sin. That's what he says. Never commit a sin. He was made sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. And Psalm and Isaiah said, it blesses the Father to do that unto his Son. Say, I am blessed of the Lord. Verse 14, may the Lord give you increase, not decrease, you and your children. Verse 15, may you be blessed, again blessed, by the Lord who made heaven and the earth. Now you should tattoo in your heart now that God created the universe, all right? The reason I'm saying this is because there's still people that don't believe that. But we believe already, right? He makes heaven and earth. Verse 16, the heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Read one more time. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth, are you living on this earth? He said, it's given unto you. This planet is ours. God has given to his children. Or the children of man, so to speak. Hallelujah. He has many planets. He gave us this one, Earth, planet Earth. That's how important we are to him. Now let's go back to Genesis. How many know Genesis is the first book? That is nothing. Hallelujah. Now, you're laughing, but there's a reason why I say that. In the beginning, that's his heart towards man. You can, after the Genesis chapter 1, and then there's the cover of your Bible. So it's always good to go to the beginnings. That's where everything begins. Hallelujah. Verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything creeping that grips on the earth. God is not an ape. And so are we. Are you a monkey? I'm asking. Like I said, it's recent where we discuss these things. Are you a monkey? Well, I guess that that theory is wrong. The guy who come with that theory is confused. What's his name again? Darwin? Is that Darwin? See how man come with their own thing. No, no, no. We are not animals. We are not a monkey. Amen. It said that God make man, and what's next? And he what? He make man and let them have dominion over all things. That means to rule, to exercise authority. And then verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God is always in the business of blessing us. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say one more time. God is in the business of blessing us, his children. Amen. So this is the second time that he said for man to have dominion over all. We've been created and appointed to have dominion and rule on this planet. The Bible says that heaven is his, but the earth is ours. We have dominion over everything on this planet. Now, let's look at the evidence of that, okay? I said we've been created to have dominion over all the things. Now, let's look at Genesis chapter 2. Are you tired of reading the book of Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2? No? That's good. Everyone, doesn't matter how many times we read a scripture, if the scripture is not new to you or it's old to you, you're not getting it. I said one more time, if the scripture is old to you, then you're missing out. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2, pick up on verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Do you see how God's provision for his man? He created everything, and then he created man and placed him there. Verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the trees of knowledge and good and evil. Verse 10. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Verse 11. And the name of the first is Bison. That is which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Verse 12. And the gold of that land is good. There is dillium and onyx stone. God created gold. And see that gold is good. Is that what he says? Well, how many know gold represent money those times? And if gold is good, not evil, then money is good, not evil. There's a lot of people that go around and say money is evil. That's not what the scripture said. Do you need money? I need money. God needs money to operate here on this earth. Money is not evil. The Bible says it's the love of money. When all you think about is money, 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 no money, no honey. No. God is everything. Money is good. He said, and the gold is what? Good. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. What is man doing now? Naming all the animals. Is that ruling? He's naming, exercising his God-given authority. Man, this is the truth. Adam was given the full authority to do so. Hallelujah. You know you don't just walk around and go exercise your authority over someone else's property. You never just muck around and come to my house and say, Pastor Arthur, I want, what's the name of a younger boy? Kape. No, I want him to, I want you to name him Bobo. And then name your, no, name your other son, what's the other name? Is anyone named Titi here? Any Titi? No Titi. Your name Titi. Excuse me, who are you? Amen. That's the reason why I say all this. He was given the full right to do so. And there is no scripture in the Bible where it says that God come and said, oh, Adam, sorry. You know how you call the big? I don't want that name. I want to change it. He's God, right? He created Adam. But he never do that. Why? He gave the full authority. He gave the full authority to do so. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke. We are getting closer and closer where it's all happened, where man lost. There's something that man lost, but Jesus came and regained for us. Amen. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, full of the what? Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I want you to underline that led by the Holy Spirit, because there's a lot of different doctrine. Preachers preaching from that scriptures, and they are saying all a lot of things that the Bible don't say so. And they build their doctrine out of that incident. Okay? Underline what it says, led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 2, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did not eat anything. He ate nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Verse 3, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, look at that if there. Just a couple of minutes ago, the Bible says, John, look up, and the Holy Spirit come upon the Son of God. And the Holy Spirit and John the Baptist said, behold the Son of God, and a voice from heaven. And a voice from heaven where God is at, he said, this is my beloved Son. I am well pleased with him. And you come, the devil come, if you thou art the Son of God. He always challenged the word of God. That's one thing with the devil. He always twisted and want to catch you. Amen. If thou art the Son of God, command this stone that it may be made bread. Verse 4. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into the high mountains, shew unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment in time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give unto. This is supernatural. Jesus being shown all the kingdom of the world and the power, etc., etc. And the devil said, all this has been given to me, and all this power will I give unto thee, for it's been given unto me. Friends, this is a true temptation. It has to be true to be called a temptation. Let's say that I stand here and say, I am so tempted to eat this chocolate cake. I am looking at this and I am so tempted. Oh, I'm so tempted to eat this chocolate cake. Is that a true temptation? Why? There is no chocolate cake right in front of me. It has to be a chocolate cake for me to say, oh, I am so tempted to eat the chocolate cake. Can you guys excuse me? I want to eat something. You see the point? It is a true temptation unto the Lord. Know this. Temptation is not a sin. You can be tempted like we see Jesus was tempted here. Hallelujah. But when you yield to the temptation, that's when it becomes a sin. The devil said, it was handed over to me. This sounds like something that God gave unto Adam, right? And how many know if the devil have this, then man don't have. Adam don't have. Hallelujah. The question we need to ask, if this is true that the devil have the authority, the question is, when did it happen? Who gives the devil the authority? Did God give it to the devil? No. There are millions of people who believe that God gave the devil. Hallelujah. They think that God and the devil work together. They believe that God used the devil to teach us lessons. Hallelujah. See, this is why we need to talk about this stuff. It's been preached from behind pulpits. Hallelujah. Where sickness and disease, people died of sickness and disease. People died of earthquakes and tsunamis, storms and earthquakes and all these hurricanes. And they've been teaching people that God is teaching Samoa a lesson. And my wife is sitting here, and I remember during the tsunami, a friend of hers and all other people, you know, they said that God punished that side of Samoa because they opened their business on Sundays using what? Tsunami. God is not in the business of killing his people and his children. Hallelujah. All those things are the work of the devil. Tsunamis and all those. The devil is God's enemy. He is not working with God. If God and the devils are working together, ladies and gentlemen, we're finished. We have no hope. Right? The religious leader tried this to Jesus when he was on the earth. And he went around and tell people, oh, Jesus is healing and doing all those miracles by Beelzebub. Beelzebub is the prince of devils. Amen. And what did Jesus say? Wrong. No. If Satan's, what? Lord over himself, then his kingdom will fail and fall. Hallelujah. He said, if Satan is casting out Satan, his house is divided and comes to an end and fall. Friends, God and the devils are not working together. God is good, the devil is bad. Simple as that. Okay? The devil hates God, and he hates us. He hates you. Let's hate him. Don't ever love the devil. Nothing good to love about the guy. Amen. He's a bad dude. He wants to rule and reign above God, and was a big mistake for him to make. He was cast out by God. Hallelujah. And as soon and very soon, the Bible says that an archangel will come, a great angel of God. He will chain him up and throw into the bottomless pit. So don't worry, don't care about those. Hallelujah. Stop preaching Satan. Preach God. Preach God. Let's go back to verse 6. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Jesus knew that something is not right, and that thing is devil having all the authority. Amen. Remember, Jesus didn't say to him, you're a liar. Who said you have all the kingdoms? He didn't say that. Amen. What did Jesus say to the devil? You get thee behind me. You get thee behind me. He was tempted, my friend. The Lord Jesus was tempted. Jesus, here's the thing, catch this. Jesus know that his destiny or the end of all this, he will become and all the kingdoms of the world will be under him, right? He knows that. So you see the pressure he's going through now? It pulled on him when the devil said, you can shortcut that. You bow unto me and you will have that. Amen. And devil and Lord Jesus, not like Adam, he yielded to the devil. He said, no, no, no. You're supposed to bow and worship God alone. Hallelujah. Get thee behind me. Verse 7, the devil said, it was given unto me and I can give to whomever I want. How did it all happen? If man was called to rule and have dominion, how did he lose it? Won't you want to ask that question and want to understand it? How did man lose it? Now let's go to Romans. Romans in the 5th chapter. This scripture will tell us exactly why and how it happened that the devil rounds up with the authority that was given unto Adam. In chapter 5, verse 12, Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, and so death passes upon all men, for that all men sin. Verse 13. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned. Who has the power of death? Hebrews said it's the devil. He said, and death reigned, right? So if death reigned from when man sinned, and the devil has the power of death, are you okay if I say that the devil reigned in this earth since the fall of man? Well, if you don't agree with that, just agree because the Bible says so. Who's smarter than God? Continue reading. From Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam, transgressions, who is the figure of him that was to come, verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one man, that's Adam, be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift that by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. Adam gave, he had dominion, but he bowed like bowed his knees to the enemy. He delivered it over, he handed it over. But the Bible teaches us that there is another man. The first man, Adam, did all this, but praise be unto the Lord. There is another man, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. He said that what happened with Adam was not like what happened with the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 16, not as it by one that sin is the gift, for the judgment was for the one which condemnation, but the free gift is with many offense to justification. Now, you ready to shout? Are you ready to shout? Verse 17, amen. He said, for if by one man's offense, who's that? Adam. I don't think that we really understand and realize how serious what Adam did. Okay? See, Timothy said that he was not deceived. So what does that mean? Adam wasn't. And according to the Genesis, said that when the devil messed with Eve, Adam was standing right there. And when Eve said, eat it, he goes, oh. Ooh. Amen. See, the whole aim of temptation is to cause man to rebel against God. That's the whole purpose of Adam coming and after the man. It's about getting man to throw off God's lordship over them. It's about making man believe that he can stand alone and stand independent out of God. And yet the Bible already said what? He can reign under God. Hallelujah. We should have no desire to run our own, but to be under him. Amen. Adam, the Bible says, that was deceived. He knew what he was doing. That's what makes it so serious. He, out of his own will, nobody makes him. He himself bowed his knees to the devil and yield himself unto the Lord. I mean, to the enemy. So in effect, transfer all his dominion and authority that was given unto him unto the devil. Something that the devil's been going after since he was cast out. Hallelujah. I believe that the devil's coming when God comes in the cool of the days, as the Bible says, communicating with his man, Adam and Eve. The Bible says he comes in the cool of the day, right? And how many know he looked at and he wanted it back? He go after that thing. Why? Because he missed it. He was full of pride and then he lost everything, right? He was once in that situation, but no more. And because he is crafty, he became to realize that if he can get man to sin and go against God and obey him, then he can get that authority back. And Adam, this is a sad thing. And Adam, whom we said that was not deceived, he betrayed the Lord. See, like I said, we haven't seen the seriousness of what Adam did. He wasn't deceived. He knowingly committed the disobedience. Hallelujah. He betrayed the Lord. He betrayed his creator. He betrayed his trust. And that is why it's so serious. Now, none of us can throw a stone to Adam, right? The Bible says we all sin. But thank God that that's not the end of the story. Amen. Let's read the rest of verse 17. Much more that they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, all reign, all rule in life by one in Christ Jesus. That's us, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Have you received grace? How about the gift of righteousness? That's us. Amen. That's talking about you and me. We're supposed to do and rule and reign in this life, not waiting until glory. Amen. Reigning and ruling in this life right now, not sometimes later. Jesus has demonstrated that to us. Nobody has done what he did since Adam. Nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody has done since Adam when he fell and he let go of the authority and all those. Jesus came and regained everything for us. Hallelujah. Adam, remember, the Bible says that he names all the animals. He rules like a king on the earth, right? And then now he bowed his knees to the enemy and he lost everything. Let's go to Luke, the rest of Luke, as we're closing. Everybody, death was ruled over because of what Adam did. All of us, all human beings. And when Jesus came, he never gave in to the devil, like we said. Not like Adam. Adam yielded to the enemy, and so sold us all. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out the fame of him through all the region around about. Verse 18. And Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news. And in verse 32 said, they were amazed at his teaching because his word has authority. 33. Jump to verse 33. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice. Verse 34. Go away. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are. You're the Holy One of God. Verse 35. He cried. Jesus said sternly, come out of him. Then the demon threw the man down before them and all came out without injuring him. Verse 36. All the people were amazed and said to each other, what words these are. With authority and power, he gave orders to impure spirit and they come out. Nobody has seen this before. Hallelujah. Someone who rules over all these diseases and all these demons possess and all these works of the enemy. But now Jesus came, like I said in the beginning, he ruled like this before the cross. Amen. Exactly how we are today, humans anointed by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said human anointed by the Holy Ghost. We can do exactly the same. Devil tried to twist that way, but that is the lie. What did Jesus say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, that's our key scripture, the works that I'm doing, he also can do. Hallelujah. Is that what the Bible says? John 14, verse 12. He says, the rest of the verse, where we at? Oh, sorry, verse 37. And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. What news? Him ruling over the works of the devil. That's the news that was spread forward. Amen. Someone who is a 100% human who was a man like us, now starting to rule in this life. Friends, Jesus crushed the head of the devil by ruling over his works. Hallelujah. Like I said, you and I tonight, exactly the same quality, same spirit that was upon Jesus then. Remember, the Holy Ghost empowered him, came upon him during his baptism. That also, when we are baptized by the Holy Ghost, we are empowered. God is empowering us to go out to the outermost part of the earth and rule and reign, which is something that we lost from Adam, but our big brother Jesus. Amen. The Bible says he came. And then when he come around, he called the disciple and said, I give you authority. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you can rule in your situation. Any sickness that tries to come unto you, anything, any work of the devil, you stand up and use the authority. We are called to reign. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. I said, we are called to reign. Men and women who believe and anointed by the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, that's why we can do it, because we are anointed by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord is opening our eyes to some of these things. Many, many times we always put, oh, that's Jesus, the Son of God. He can do all those. No, no, no. Jesus himself said, if you believe in me, you can do it. Why? I'm going to the Father. How many know the Father's doing the work? But remember we said, one thing that he said when he went up to the Father is what? The Holy Spirit, who is what? Who is God himself. Amen. He sent the Holy Ghost and dwells in us, and that's where he's at right now. He never left you. It's in you. And when you come across things like this, the pressure of life and the things we're going through, know that there's a God. The Holy Ghost is not the power. Are you listening? I said, the Holy Ghost is not the power. He's a person. And if he's a person, you can talk to him. The Bible says the Lord Jesus said, when he comes, this is what he said, you will know him. Am I right? No such thing. I don't know the Holy Ghost. I don't know how it sounds. Jesus himself, is he a liar? Jesus said, you will know the Holy Ghost. You'll know his voice. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us tonight. I believe we come to the end of our sermon tonight. And I believe that the things that God wants to deliver out comes out. And you see, this is his desire. He said, if you believe, you can do the work. Is God changed? Never changed the same yesterday, today, and forever. As the praise and worship sing that song, and like we always, we don't want to end every night without giving you the opportunity for you. If you never accept the Lord as your Savior, this is a night for you. Don't be shy. Don't worry about the person next to you. You won't stand together. And tonight is a good night to accept the Lord. And you will see, because all the other things, this is the initial part. You need to become a member of his body, a member of his family. The Bible says we all sin when we came to this world. How? We inherited from Adam. Amen. And then when the Lord Jesus came and he paid the price, see, he paid the price on the cross. He ruled and reigned before the cross. He went up to the cross to pay the price, defeated the enemy. Hallelujah. And then when he was on the cross, he said, this is for you. Isn't that what he said? Now I give you the opportunity to come. Everyone, you know, every marriage is happening in front of the Lord. And then when you come to him. If you want to accept the Lord tonight, tonight is your night. And then we go and then we give another altar call for those who wants to receive physical healings or the Lord, anything they want to pray. We can hook up and believe together with you. But if you want to accept the Lord, put up your hand. Don't be shy. This is family business now. Hallelujah. If you're shy to come here, put up your hand. I'm looking at the crowd. Nobody's looking. I'm looking at the audience. If you want to put your hand and you are not feel comfortable to come here, just put up your hand. We'll do the prayer with you. Okay, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, in case that you still wrestle with that thought, we're going to do the prayer together. Is that okay? We only born again once, but we can pray and we affirm our decision. Just and we make sure everyone is in the family, right? Amen. Now repeat after me. Father God. Oh, thank you so much for Jesus. I know that He came to represent me and pay the price for the sin of the world. That's including me. And as I stand up tonight, I believe in you. I want to say this to you, Lord. I believe that the Lord Jesus died for my sins. He paid the price and the penalty. And He was buried and He was resurrected. And after a couple of days, He ascended unto heaven. And now He's forever in the right side of God. And with my own mouth, because I believe in my heart, now I declare that Jesus is Lord. And tonight, He is the Lord of my life. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, that I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, I'm one of your child. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God. Breathe in, out. Feels so good to know you're in a family of God. No physical things or any changes physically. It's a spiritual thing. Your heart now is born again. And the Bible says the Spirit of God comes and dwells in our hearts. Now, the second altar call. In case if you want prayer for healing, especially for healing, because you know the Bible says you cannot give the children's bread to the dog, so to speak. He was talking about healing. So healing is the children's bread. Are you one of His child? Healing belongs to you. Now you can make your way forward here. We'll pray together with you. Hook up our faith with your faith. If you want it, you don't have to. And when you come forward, please don't fall down. Amen. Sometimes people don't want to come because they think that they're going to fall down. They're going to fall down. No. You don't have to fall down. Hallelujah. The healer is the Lord, right? All we have to do is obey what He said. And these signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hand on the sick and they shall be recovered. The Bible says. Amen. And then you can hook up with me and let's stand together with this brother as he comes to receive his healing. Is the healing that you're coming here for? Hallelujah. Say, ha, ha, ha. Now I'm talking to the brother. If I long on my talala for Chiaoi, he listened to me. The Lord told brother Dad Haken, you need to learn how to laugh at the devil. And you know the kind of laugh he's talking about, a defiance laugh. He's a ha, 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 ha. Amen. You know, those are attitude of faith. If that thing, if sickness starts to slip in your body, you laugh at him. If you come and say, I'm going to take you down and I laugh at you, ha, ha, ha. What does that mean? The message that's sending is try your best. Amen. The devil is a defeated foe. Like Pastor Juno always said, there's no power. He's powerless. Hallelujah. And then as we stand together, okay, can you go?
gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs. A victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. See a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory.